Good evening. This is your Roman correspondent, Willie Terry, from WOOC 105.3. On Tuesday, December 6th, I attended the Troy City Council meeting at City Hall. The meeting was packed with Troy residents expressing their views, should Troy be a sanctuary city or not? Now, there was a robust and spirited debate around the issues of making Troy a sanctuary city or not. At the end of the almost 2 hours meeting, the council tabled the resolution on making Troy a sanctuary city until they could get more input from Troy residents. And they plan to do this through community forums and community meetings over a two-week span. I also attended a forum Saturday, December 15th, that was sponsored by Troy clergy and religious leaders. And this was at the United Methodist Church of Christ on State Street in Troy. This forum was also about making Troy a sanctuary city and getting input from, you know, the religious community. In this segment that I'm doing today, this is part one of a three-part segment in which you will hear some of the voices in the debate at those meetings around the issue of making Troy a sanctuary city or not. Now, after you hear this, I hope you will attend the city council meetings to voice your opinion on this matter. In this segment today, which is part one of a three-part segment, you will hear voices from the debate around the issue of sanctuary city. In the first part, which is part one, you will hear voices from the meeting that was held at City Hall on December the 6th.
My name is Nicholas Laviano, and I am the president of the Police Benevolent Association for the Troy Police Department, and I am a 9-year veteran of the department and a lifelong resident of the city. I watched the video of every speaker that came to the podium, though, on Tuesday night, and one word stuck out to me: immigrant. Everyone for the resolution used the word immigrant, but for some odd reason wouldn't say illegal immigrant. Isn't that what we do? We label criminals as what the crime they have committed, regardless of how big or small. If you commit petty larceny, are you not a thief? If you commit a burglary, are you not a burglar? So if someone violates federal immigration laws, are they not an illegal immigrant? Immigrants are those law-abiding citizens who followed the rules and waited in line for their chance to be an American citizen. Former Presidents Clinton and Obama both said in speeches to Congress, "We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws." They recognize the difference between an immigrant and an illegal immigrant. Why can't this governing body make the same distinction? It wasn't that long ago that I had the pleasure of sitting in front of the Public Safety Committee and this entire council with Chief Owens over the summer. This council wanted the police to crack down on families who were simply trying to enjoy their summer, kids and families without a deck or a backyard to put their kiddie pool and grill on their sidewalk, but you want us to violate federal law. Anasha, you met with the chief on the ATV problem in the city of Troy. Your solution to that problem was to make it illegal to own an ATV in the city of Troy, yet you don't want the police department to cooperate with a federal agency like ICE. Ladies and gentlemen, the city of Troy has officially entered the twilight zone. We are only missing flying saucers and Rod Serling. And I say, I don't care if you pass this resolution. I will gladly violate this resolution every day I work if it means assisting any law enforcement entity that finds themselves in the city of Troy attempting to do their job. If me assisting them on a call means that they have a better chance of going home to their loved ones, but also violates this resolution, I will do just that. Who's never stood toe-to-toe with evil to tell me not to assist any one of my brothers and sisters who are willing to do the same alongside me. I'm going to leave you with this. It is a Bible quote that I carry in my hat every single day. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then said I, "Here am I, send me." Thank you, and God bless.
Yes, my name is Sean Collins, 303rd Street. I'm the Vice President of the Troy Area Labor Council. I'm also a lead organizer with the SEIU Local 200 United. We have many members who live and work here in Troy, New York. I plan to keep my comments brief this evening. There's a notion percolating that those opposed to this measure deserve to be heard. They are perfectly entitled to their opinions and even to voice them. They do not have to be embraced as valid. They can and they should be ignored. From chattel slavery to Jim Crow laws to Japanese internment to the Chinese Exclusion Act to the MS St. Louis to the Defense of Marriage Act, and countless other times in American history, horrors have been enacted on people by legislative fiat. And just like tonight, there were some who aggressively advocated for the maintenance of those horrors. And that to not do so, like some are saying tonight, would be illegal. But unjust laws must be challenged, both through legislation, like it's been proposed tonight, and through collective action, like is also being engaged in tonight. In 1860, such a challenge was done right here in Troy. Charles Nally was a runaway slave. Many of you may know the story. He was a runaway slave captured in Troy. He was detained by federal authorities. People became aware of this. A large crowd, black and white, gathered outside and demanded his release. Harriet Tubman, an abolitionist and a woman who saved slavery herself, was in Troy as she made her way to Boston. She helped rally the crowd outside the building he was held in. She forced her way into the building and eventually tore him away from federal authorities. She helped him escape first across the river, where he was briefly recaptured. There was then a small skirmish where some were shot by those federal authorities. But ultimately he was able to escape, and yet again. And a passerby handed the reins of his horse to help him flee the scene. His freedom was eventually bought through the approved means of the time, but it was initially secured through collective action. My point here is to say that while voices of reaction might yelp that we must enforce our laws, we have more righteous examples to follow. Let us not reflect on this moment years from now, trying to reconcile with how we let an angry, belligerent minority lead us astray. Instead, let's rise to the occasion this evening, like the passerby who yielded his reins and his horse to Harriet Tubman, or Harriet Tubman, who literally seized him from federal authorities. Do not be moved by the voices of reaction and hate. Be brave tonight. Don't hide behind procedural excuses, and do not let ego interfere with doing the right thing tonight. And then I would also just add, sort of conclude an anecdote that the PBA president shared earlier, that the self-aggrandizing general in A Few Good Men was ultimately found guilty and arrested for breaking federal law.
My name is Delilah Dean, and my daughter Savannah. We live in Griswold Heights, Troy, New York. I heard a lot of talk about people entering the country illegally. I came here when I was 17 years old. I didn't know I entered illegally at the time. I was a child. So I just want to make that clear to begin with. A lot of people coming in, the system's very hard to navigate. So I wrote some stuff down, so I'm just going to read you. A lot of you people have heard my story. It's kind of emotional, I apologize. On May 29th of this year, I was arrested in Troy. The next 2.5 months of my life were an absolute nightmare. My 9-year-old and 11-year-old were shuffled from house to house while I was held in an ICE detention facility in Batavia, New York. My children are American citizens. No matter the suffering I went through, not knowing when I may see them again, it will never compare to the irreparable damage and turmoil my children have gone through. My son still asks me, please never leave him again, and comes into my room at the middle of the night to check if I'm still there. My daughter lost weight and became reclusive. I was released from custody on August 16th, and then finally my removal proceedings dismissed on November 19th. I have an open green card application and my work authorization is pending. I'm very blessed and thankful with the outcome of my situation, but I hate to think of what could have happened. I could have been sent to New Zealand, a country I am not familiar with. They were not trying to deport me to Australia, my home country, because the passport I entered the United States on was a New Zealand passport, not an Australian one. My children did not have passports at the time. It would have been absolutely impossible to get them passports from detention, so they would have been stuck in America as American citizens, and I'm their sole provider. I have sole custody of them. I would have been all the way across the world in a whole nother country. I implore you to make Troy a sanctuary city so that something like this never happens again to anyone else in this city. That's all.
Hey, I'm here with Councilman Bissimba, And they just tabled the resolution. And where it goes from here, Council Bestember will give us details on that.
So tonight we tabled the resolution that I introduced on a sanctuary city. There was a lot of folks coming out both tonight and 2 days ago to express their opinions. I believe we are in a path forward that we can maintain what we are looking to do with this resolution by making sure we are a welcoming and inclusive city. And I want to make sure that we can work with all of those stakeholders who are involved to reach some common ground. It's been a tough road, but I'm hopeful that we, through more dialogue, through more education about what this is and what it isn't, we can find some way to reach some common ground. And so the timetable we're looking at now is for December 20th meeting that we will be voting on this again after a period of seeking more input from the administration, local law enforcement, and the community at large.
Would there be more discussion like it was tonight?
Absolutely. There's going to be another opportunity for public input on the December 20th meeting. So if you're dismayed by the tabling of this issue, I urge all of you folks out there to come and make yourself heard on the December 20th meeting.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm here with Councilman T.J. Kennedy, and they just tabled the resolution, and I'm just going to ask him, where do we go from here?
So we tabled the proposed resolution to establish the city of Troy as a sanctuary city, and mainly for doing so was to do more outreach on the issue, gather more support from the public, clear some of the confusion, but also the primary purpose was to work internally with law enforcement professionals, other people in both local and federal law enforcement to figure out the exact impact, like the funding impacts, the safety impacts, so we have the full understanding of what the impacts of the law are. So right now there's support for it. Everybody wants to learn more before it becomes a real thing that we all vote on.